I could do with a few people just come and give me a hand this morning. I need four people. So anybody like to come and give us a hand? Any volunteers? We've got one there. That's super. Anybody here like to come and give us a hand? Or look at your shoelaces. Do you want to give us a hand? Come on, it'll be all right. We'll be safe. Got two. Need two more. Who am I going to have to drag out then? Drag somebody out. Anybody over there like to come and help me? No? Oh, good. That's the third one. The boys are putting the girls to shame, I think, this morning. Anybody else? Come on, need one more. You're going to... Come on, one of you will do it. We need a girl. We need a girl to balance it up. Anybody there going to come and help me? No, it's all right. It's all right. It'll be safe. It'll be fine. Come on, I definitely need one more. I can't do it with three. Come on, somebody else. You're going to come and help me? It's quite an easy thing to do. You just got to hold something up, so you don't need to be afraid or anything like that. Anybody hiding away at the back is going to come and help with them. Is somebody else going to go off in there? Come on, you can come and help me. Come on. Are you going to come and help me? Good lad, you come and help me then. Thank you. Right, thank you very much. You come down here. Now what I want you to do is, come and stand in that line, is I want you to hold a letter up so that people can see it. And it spells a word. Now here's a word that in a way we hear too much about. It's not a happy word at all. It's a word that we come across in the news from time to time. It's the word hate, and we hear about it when people attack other people. We hear about it sometimes even between people, individual people, as well as between groups of people. And it's a word, hate, that we come across in those two Bible readings that we had this morning. In the Apostle John's first letter, we read about people who claim to be good, but in fact hate others. He says, if anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. And he doesn't have the love of God in him. And then in John's Gospel, Jesus explains why there is hate in the world. He says, for everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, because their works will be made known. You see, God has made us human beings good, but all of us have turned away from God. God is light, but we have sinned against him. We put ourselves at the center of the world that God has made. And even though he made us and loves us, we turned away from him. And that means that we don't like his light shining on us, because it shows up the selfishness and the failures in our behavior. And so often people who behave badly towards each other that's all of us. We all behave badly towards each other from time to time. So we fail to be patient and kind with one another. We're envious of other people. We get proud. We get irritated. And we resent other people. Indeed, we can end up even hating other people. So hate, sadly, is in the world because we have a wrong view of God, a wrong attitude to God. Now, of course, hate is not a happy or positive thing to talk about, but it is a reality in our broken world. But the great news is that Jesus shows us that there is a way to change that direction in life. In our reading from John's Gospel, we hear Jesus talking about himself and about other people. He says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God." So you see, God wants to rescue people from hate. He wants people to be saved from their wrong attitude to him, which leads to hate. And that can happen, says Jesus, as people believe in him. Now, later in the same Gospel of John, Jesus uses this word. Nearly. It's a letter we're going to swap. Swap that one for that one. Right? And who can see what that says now? You hold them up so everybody can see. Hold them up. That's good. As high as you can. You have to drop yours at the end there. That's it. You're getting the line. Gate. He says, I am the gate for the sheep. Whoever enters by me will be saved and know life. You see, through Jesus, there is a way to live more as life is meant to be lived. A life where we can overcome hate. But how can people like you and me, who naturally turn away from God, find that life more as it's meant to be? You can drop your hands now, but just make sure we can all see, otherwise your arms will get very tired. So just hold them up just in front of your tummies, that'll be fine. Now, our gospel reading contains the words many people believe to be the most famous words in the whole Bible. And they've become the most famous words in the whole Bible because they summarize that whole book in one sentence. And it goes like this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So we've got another word there. If we swap yours, hold it there. There, can you see that word now? It's no longer gate, but it's gave. God loved the world so much that he gave his only son. You see, God did not give up on people, even though we had given up on him. God continued to care for people, even though we were far from what we should have been, even though there's hatred so often in our hearts. God loved the world so much that he gave his son. God gave Jesus, the eternal Son of God, so that he became a human being like you and me and lived on the earth. Now, in his letter that we read from, John tells us what God giving Jesus made possible. He said, this is love, not that we've loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Remember, all of us have turned away from God. And that is seen in the hatred that we find in the world. But God doesn't just look on and shrug his shoulders and say, well, I don't care about that. You see, God is perfect. He's pure. He's holy. And he's rightly upset and offended at the way that we treat him and one another. But God gave Jesus so that he came into the world. He lived a perfect life. He never turned away from God. And he died a purposeful death on the cross. He died, says John, as a propitiation. Now that's a word that we don't often hear, but it basically means that Jesus died to take in himself all the right and just anger of God against our sin. And because Jesus, God the Son, took it, those who believe in Jesus don't need to. So here is the greatest love the world has ever seen. God gave his only son. So let me ask this morning, have you appreciated how God gave his son? Have you recognized how you have fallen short and how much you need Jesus and what he has done? And have you held out your hands to receive what he offers? Well, if you have, what does it mean for us? Well, God gave so much for us. And those who turn back to him and believe in what he has done through Jesus receive so much from him, and that leads us in turn to, you guessed it, can you see that word? Hold it up so everybody can see it that way around. Give. See, those who have benefited from what God has done through Jesus then want to give themselves in service to God and to others. As Jesus said, freely, freely you have received, freely, freely give. Now, receiving so much from God means that Christians then can swap that one for that one. What can they do? They can live. The reading in John, 1 John says, "In this the love of God was made known among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him." See, Jesus' death was life-giving. He didn't stay dead, but he was raised to new life himself. He was given a new body. He came back from the dead. So those who believe in him are able to live out their lives with a new purpose and a new concern for others. And that brings us to the last word that we're thinking about this morning. So if you stand back up on the steps so we can see the word. And we're going to swap an I for an O. And we've then got, can you see the word? You drop it down so it's in the same. Well, or put your hands up so you can see it that way. What's the word? It's love. We read, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God." So instead of hate, through Jesus, hate, as we've seen this morning, can be transformed into love. So Jesus' people will look to serve others and care for others. Jesus' people, rather than letting the old life of resentment and impatience and pride and envy and hatred be at the forefront, will, inspired by God's love in Jesus, seek to love others. So when we find someone is really annoying, we'll remember that actually we are those who have offended God. But he still loved us and gave Jesus to remove our sins and make us his friends. So that will mean that we shall seek to be loving even to those who are annoying. And when we see someone who has needs, we'll remember that we have great needs which God has met through Jesus' death and resurrection. And so we shall seek to keep on being those who love. As John puts it in the reading, we love because he first loved us. So sadly, we started this morning, didn't we, with the fact that, to swap these over again, there is a lot of this in the world, isn't there? A lot of hate. And that's very sad. But we can't pretend it isn't there. It's very obvious. We just have to listen to the news. We just have to listen to what people say in the office or at work or on the street. There's hate in our world. But God can change us. Because Jesus is the gate for the sheep who offers new life. And that's possible because God... What we got now? We need to swap. We got one on the other side. No, they're all there. We need to swap a T, don't we, for a V. God gave his only Son, Jesus. And that means that those who receive all the good things that are possible because Jesus died on the cross to bring us forgiveness, means that Christians then want to be those who give. And because they give, they're those who can enjoy a life. Because Jesus came back from the dead, they too can live. We can live out that life that God has made possible. And that means a life of love. So we've seen hate transformed into love. And that's all possible because of God's love seen in Jesus. Well, thank you very much for our helpers. Should we give them a round of applause? Thank you for your help. We're going to sit down now. And we'll have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that in this world of hate, you have come in the person of Jesus. You gave your Son. We thank you that that means that we can then be those who love because you first loved us. The greatest thing is your love that sent Jesus, who died that we might be forgiven. Amen.